You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, a cautious return to business as usual in the top end after Cyclone Fina. European leaders meeting in Geneva over a US plan to end the war in Ukraine. And in sport, Australia crushes England in the opening test of the Ashes. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Brook. Almost 20,000 homes and businesses remain without power in Darwin after Cyclone Fina swept through the Northern Territory capital on Saturday night. Chief Minister Leo Finocchiaro says crews are working to restore connections to around 19,500 properties as soon as possible. Cyclone Fina is the strongest to approach Darwin since Tracy devastated the capital in 1974. But as of this morning, there were no reports of serious injuries or damage. Still, the Chief Minister has urged caution, telling residents to remain at home or in emergency shelters unless they need to move around.
The warnings have now been reduced and we want Territorians to be going back to their business as usual. Now, obviously, there remains to be significant debris, trees down and even power lines. But Territorians who need to move about for essential reasons, such as restocking their fridges, having to take items to dump points and other necessary travel, are encouraged to do so safely.
Native forest logging would be subject to tougher rules under a proposal put forward by the federal government as it pushes to pass an overhaul of the nation's environment laws this week. While some states have banned the logging of native forests, in others the practice is still allowed and exempt from regulation under federal environment laws. Environment Minister Murray Watt says the government is preparing amendments to its bill which would close the loophole. The minister says he doesn't want to see any more delays with only a week to go in the parliamentary year.
About 5 years since Professor Graham Samuel delivered his recommendations to the former Environment Minister Susan Lee, setting out a blueprint for reform for these laws. And what Graham Samuel said was that our current national environmental laws are fundamentally broken. They're failing the environment, they're failing business, and they're failing the general community, and that's why we need reform.
A man has been found dead in Canberra hours after a standoff with police. ACT police say the siege unfolded after officers arrived at a property in Isabella Plains to arrest the man for serious DV offences allegedly committed against his partner, who's being treated in hospital for her injuries. They allege the 71-year-old barricaded himself in a shed after firing shots at police. His body was found in the shed hours later. Representatives from the United States, Ukraine, UK and Europe are meeting in Geneva in the coming hours to discuss a proposal to end the war in Ukraine. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio will be in Geneva for the talks with a Thursday deadline to present a deal to Russia. British PM Keir Starmer says there is still work to be done before the 28-point plan put forward by the US can be accepted by all parties.
There's been a lot of discussion in the last few days at the European level with the Ukrainians. It is fast moving, as you say. I think the focus very much now is on Geneva tomorrow and whether we can make progress tomorrow morning.
Meta has been accused of shutting down internal research into the mental health effects of Facebook and Instagram in a lawsuit filed by US school districts. The class action alleges the internal research, identified as a 2020 study codenamed Project Mercury, found causal evidence that Meta's products harmed users' mental health. It says Meta's scientists, working with Nielsen on Project Mercury, found people who stopped using Facebook for a week reported lower feelings of depression, anxiety, loneliness, and social comparison. The lawsuit argues that Meta internally declared the negative study findings were tainted by the existing media narrative around the company rather than pursuing further research or publishing those findings. Vietnamese migrants have described their pride in seeing their family names inscribed on the National Monument to Migration at Australia's National Maritime Museum. One of the two new panels unveiled this weekend focuses on the Vietnamese community, marking 50 years since the end of the Vietnam War. Su-Yan Luton came to Australia from Vietnam when she was 3 weeks old in 1974, 1 year before the mass evacuation of South Vietnamese children known as Operation Baby Lift. She's told SBS Vietnamese it's amazing to see her name on the monument, also known as the Welcome Wall.
It really cements part of my place in the world, where a lot of our ties, when we've been so disconnected from our biological origins, to know we have that place. I hope that my mother is still alive and she's looking for me. And so it's like a beacon on a wall to say, I'm here, I care and I love for you.
To sport now, and in cricket news, Australia has cruised towards a comprehensive 8-wicket win in the Ashes opener on day 2 at Perth Stadium, a contest that lasted only 30 hours. England lost the opening battle on the back of two calamitous batting collapses and Travis Head striking the equal 6th fastest century in Test history. The win in what's become the shortest Test match on Australian soil since 1932 means Australia have taken a 1-0 lead in the 5-match series against England. I'm Deborah Grawke. This is SBS News.